Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. The prophet Zephaniah presents the two necessary aspects of the day of the Lord, punishment and purification. The Hebrew prophets always described judgment with mercy as an attribute of the God of Israel. The guilty are removed, but a righteous remnant remains to enjoy the peace and gladness of salvation in the Messianic age. I'm happy to present Mr. Overton to speak on the subject, the Day of the Lord's Restoration. Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings again in the name of the Lord Yeshua. In the lengthy pedigree of the prophet Zephaniah, there is indicated a noble ancestry. He was a great-great-grandson of the godly king Hezekiah. His ministry took place mainly during the reign of Judah's last godly ruler, young King Josiah. Zephaniah's name carries the meaning the Lord hides or protects. The focal point of Zephaniah's prophecy is the day of the Lord. This is one of the basic concepts of the Hebrew prophets. These prophets conceived the day of the Lord to include not only the redressing of world's injustices and sufferings in heaven, but also and primarily the direct intervention of the sovereign God of Israel to establish his perfect will and kingdom upon the planet earth. The accompanying upheavals and judgments embracing whatever necessary period of time constitutes, according to the Hebrew prophets, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now the prophet Zephaniah begins his book with a declaration by God of coming universal destruction. I will completely remove all things from the face of the earth, man and beast, fish of the sea, the ruins along with the wicked, declares the Lord. Quite suddenly, however, Zephaniah contracts this to center upon Jerusalem and Judah. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Zephaniah takes his listeners, as it were, on a grand tour of Jerusalem, presenting God's charges against the inhabitants in every place. The calamities to come upon Judah and Jerusalem, however, only prefigure the final day of the Lord. In view of the unavoidable day of the Lord to come upon all the earth, Zephaniah urges repentance. The prophet instructs in the opening verse of chapter 2, "Gather yourselves together before the decree takes effect. Before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." The prophet Zephaniah presents two necessary aspects of the day of the Lord: punishment and purification. The Hebrew prophets always describe judgment with mercy as an attribute of the God of Israel. The guilty are removed, but a righteous remnant remains. In love, God seeks restoration of the sinner before judgment falls. As far as the nation of Israel is concerned, a godly remnant is spoken to and encouraged to remain faithful to the Lord. The passage continues by predicting the destruction of surrounding nations. Though many of those nations were the ancient foes of Israel, the section does not contain simply vindictive predictions on the enemies. These represent God's theological assessment of the entire world. All points on the compass are mentioned. There are the Philistines to the west of Judah, Moab and Ammon to the east, Assyria to the north, and the Ethiopians to the south. Universality of the coming judgment is suggested. The God of Israel remains the God of the universe, the true ruler of all nations. Canaan, land of the Philistines, west of Judah, comes first into judgment. Major cities, Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron, will know the wrath of the God of Israel. There is a special play upon the Hebrew words as these cities come into view for judgment. It is stated that the city of Ashdod will be driven out at noon. The hottest time of the day in the Orient was not the ordinary time for an invasion. The prophet is saying that when it is least expected, the judgment will fall. O Canaan, land of the Philistines, I will destroy you. There will be no inhabitants, and the seacoast will be pastures. In this connection, the remnant of the godly in Israel is mentioned, and the coast will be for the remnant of the house of Judah. For the Lord their God will care for them and restore their fortune. This promise knew only partial fulfillment in the return from the exile in Babylon. The doctrine of the Hebrew prophets concerning the preservation and future deliverance of a remnant is important. Only through this remnant will the purposes of God for the Jewish people know true accomplishment. The teaching of the remnant does not originate with the prophet Zephaniah. Its roots are discovered in God's revelation to the rugged prophet in Israel, Elijah. Under the rule of King Ahab and his wife, Queen Jezebel, the worship of Baal had become the state religion of the northern kingdom of Israel. Elijah was alone in a cave at Horeb, the mountain of God, when the Lord asked, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down thine altars, killed thy prophets with a sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." The revelation concerning the remnant was now given by the Lord. "Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal." The truth about the continuing remnant in Israel was enunciated over and over by the Hebrew prophets. Obadiah prophesied in the 9th century concerning the day of the Lord. But on Mount Zion there will be those who escape and will possess their possessions. The prophet Joel declared that before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape. The prophecy of Micah states, "In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather the outcasts, even those whom I have afflicted, and I will make the lame a remnant, and the outcast a strong nation, and the Lord will reign over them in Zion." The prophet Amos instructed, "Hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate. Perhaps the Lord God of hosts may be gracious to a remnant of Joseph." Amos predicted, "In that day I will raise up the fallen booth of David, and wall up its breaches. I will raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old." It was the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel who added special significance to the doctrine of the Jewish remnant. Jeremiah declared God's intention, "I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Jacob, not like the covenant I made with their fathers, which they broke. I will put my law within them. On their hearts I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Ezekiel also recorded God's purpose, "I will cleanse you, moreover. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes." God's ultimate object and purpose will be seen to destroy evil and to bring his peace out of a hopeless chaos. It will take the dreadful day of the Lord to accomplish this. The prophet Zephaniah turns now from the Philistines to declare that Moab will be like Sodom and the sons of Ammon like Gomorrah. Their destruction will be in return for their pride because they have taunted and become arrogant against the people of the Lord of hosts. Also, Ethiopia to the south and Assyria to the north will be slain by my sword, God declares. Once again, Zephaniah turns to Jerusalem. He contrasts her terrible sinfulness, rebellious and defiled, with God's righteousness. The Lord is righteous. He will do no injustice. The final section of Zephaniah's prophecy stands in marked contrast to the predictions of judgment. This apparent paradox appears regularly in the eschatology of the Hebrew prophets. It is the combination of the themes of God's righteous, terrible, and certain judgment and the deliverance of a remnant through the establishment of the universal kingdom of Messiah for the blessings of all the nations. Now this comes only through the Lord Messiah. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst, Zephaniah continues. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, the Lord your God is in your midst. Behold, I am going to deal at that time. May I ask, are you in that remnant? The great rabbi from Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, declares, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant, according to God's gracious choice. Will you trust him, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who is the hope of Israel and the desire of nations, and be a part of that remnant?